Grace and peace to you in God, who is mystery, who is incarnation, who is spirit. Amen. Peter is in a difficult place. Just a few days ago, he had an incredible conversation with Jesus. "Who do people say that I am?" Jesus asked him. "You are the Messiah, the Savior." And Jesus said that Peter was right. What a feeling that was. But then, Jesus said that he would be arrested and abused and killed, and after 3 days, rise again. This time, when Peter objected that surely Jesus wouldn't die, Jesus was really harsh, saying, "Get behind me, Satan." This whole following Jesus thing has never been predictable. He does these amazing things, healing people and doing miracles and casting out demons. He teaches wonderful things about God and God's reign on earth. He also argues with powerful people and breaks rules left and right. Now this decision to follow Jesus is not going where Peter thought it would go. Then Jesus takes Peter and James and John up on a mountain, and this amazing thing happens. Jesus changes. Moses and Elijah appear. If Peter has wondered these past 6 days if he got it right when he said that Jesus is the Messiah of God, he's not wondering now. He's awestruck. He's terrified. And he says, "Let's set up some tents and stay right here." Now, it seems like a strange idea, a strange thing to say. But in a way, it also makes sense. He could as well be saying, "This is good right here, right now. This is how I want to see Jesus. I'm not so sure about what comes next." Professor of preaching Caroline Lewis says, "I think Peter's issue is the realization that if Jesus changes, then Peter will be changed as well. I cannot be the same. I will also be transfigured, transformed, and maybe I don't want that. So let's pitch some tents and keep things the way they are. We'll hunker down right here and ride this out. Maybe this whole thing will just pass by. I can come out of my tent and all will still be the same." Peter knows that what is happening is going to change everything for him. He's starting to realize that Jesus is going to take him places he never expected or wanted to go. That Jesus is not going to always protect him from the hard things. A few weeks ago, I read to you a poem by Steve Garlis Holmes from his daily devotional poems. And today I have another one. It's a poem that put Peter's experience and Peter's words in a new light for me. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make 3 dwellings. The first is the booth of seeing, knowing what's going on, understanding, placing everything where it belongs on our map of things. Instead, there is light too bright to see in. The second is the house of certainty, knowing that there is a law about this, knowing that we are right, and that we know all there is to know. Instead, there is a cloud of unknowing, thick as ignorance and even doubt. The third is the temple of control, in which our powers are enhanced, and in the end, we will have deserved this. Instead, there is not congratulation, but instruction. Listen to him. There are no booths, only a clearing where the beloved enters a barely discernible path, the path of mystery, the path of wonder, the path of trust." Understanding, certainty, control. Friends, these are the things that help us feel secure. We all like to know what will happen and to make things go our way, the way we want them to go. And sometimes we bring that desire for certainty and control into our faith life, into our church life. What does this mean? Luther asks again and again in his catechism. And it's a good thing to ask. It's good to learn and grow in our faith, to seek understanding, as long as we remember that ultimately, faith is faith in what is unknown and unknowable. Faith is believing in something we can never fully understand. Faith is putting our trust in a mystery. Faith is loving a God who is both near to us always and beyond our comprehension. The Transfiguration reminds us, Jesus is God made flesh, the reign of God come among us. But don't ever think you've got it all figured out. Don't ever think Jesus is comfortable or predictable. You might find yourself on a mountain with the prophet standing by you while Jesus becomes a being made of light. It makes me think of a scene in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe when Susan and Lucy are talking with the beavers about Aslan. Susan asks who Aslan is, and Mr. Beaver says, he's the king. He is lord of the whole wood, but not often here, you understand. Never in my time or my father's time. And Lucy asks, is he a man? Aslan, a man? Mr. Beaver says sternly, certainly not. I tell you, he is the king of the wood and the son of the great emperor beyond the sea. Don't you know who is the king of the beasts? Aslan is a lion, the great lion. Lucy thinks about this a minute and then asks, is Aslan safe? Safe, says Mr. Beezer. Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe, but he's good. And if you know the stories, you know that over and over again, they tell one another, Aslan is not a tame lion. Peter stands with James and John, Moses and Elijah, and with his friend and teacher who he's beginning to see is so much more than he'd ever understood. And then a voice speaks from heaven, this is my son, my beloved, listen to him. I hear that in two ways. First, I think a reality check for Peter. Pay attention to what's happening here. Be open to what is going to happen next. Just shut up and listen, for heaven's sake. But perhaps these words are also meant to reassure. This is my son, the beloved chosen one of God, creator of heaven and earth. Listen to him. You can trust him. He knows what he's doing. Don't be afraid. Just listen to him. Then Jesus is alone again. And he looks like Jesus again. It's time to move on. There are no booths, only a clearing where the beloved enters a barely discernible path, the path of mystery, the path of wonder, the path of trust. They go down the mountain. There are no tents, no place to hide and hold on to this moment. But there is Jesus. There is the fact of being loved and chosen by the one who is the Messiah, the Son of God. And it is enough. Amen.